I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
An education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
I don't even have a Twitter. This is through the Stiff Sox Twitter. You ever been so horned up, you use your work account?
I've been smoking weed.
Really?
Just at night. Sleeping great.
Really?
Dude, I literally... Is it illegal to put a weed pen in your... Like, to travel with it?
No. I mean, yes, but no. Here's the thing. Flying out of LA... Are we in?
Yeah.
Flying out of LAX, it's illegal here. So you can be like, whoa. Flying out of a place where it's not gets a little...
Yeah, I mean, I literally... To fill everyone in, what we were talking about before we press recorded.
Press recorded?
It's too
Bro,
fucking
you're
early.
Recorded.
Am I?
Trap shooting.
We're always... Ow! You told him to shoot me? First of all, let's real quick, we're always recorded. Isn't that funny? When they're like, oh, someone murdered someone on 1st and 9th. There's a camera there. We're always recorded? That's
You know what's interesting? You always think you like look sick driving a car.
Yeah.
And then you get like a traffic violation ticket where it takes a photo on the red light and you're like, I look like a bitch.
A bitch.
Bitch.
I feel, yeah, you're right. I feel like I'm like, in my head, I'm like, yeah, what's up? Look at me. Dude, this dude drove.
I do feel like that's what's in your head.
So funny it's not. Because it's
really?
So, no, because I'm listening to like a sports podcast in my car. Like, I'm, you know, I mean, I'm listening about fucking Kawhi Leonard's knee problems. There's the last thing I'm trying to be is cool.
Interesting.
You know?
Maybe back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, I do have red fucking seats. So, I mean, it does come off a little like, hey.
I remember back in my BMW days, that was a thing. There was two there at the used car lot. One, regular seats, one red seats.
Yep.
And for whatever reason, I had a thought that came across my mind. I go, if I'm hungover, do I want to see bright red?
It's a fair assessment
it's
of
a
an idea.
Fair assessment. Also a weird one. Like, I don't know where, like, I don't know how often I'm just that hungover. I'm getting in cars. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, I always think about being hungover and working at a candy shop. You ever, like, walk? I know I gave you no context. Bear with me. You ever walk and, like, be in a mall and walk past, like, one of those fucking candy shops?
Yeah.
And it's just reeks.
Bright
of, yeah,
kids.
It's bright kids. It just reeks of, like, cotton candy. And it opens at, like, 10 a.m. And the people who work there for sure drink their faces off because they work at a candy store. So, like, they come. I just can't imagine going in there hungover. I would
Build-A-Bear.
Just
vomit.
I would rather do Build-A-Bear.
Really?
Yeah. Because there's no smell.
I think Chuck E. Cheese has got to be the worst place to work with a hangover.
Dude, I'm still candy. I think it's just the smell. Oh, no. Maybe like a Bath and Body Works or some shit like that.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad. It's pretty calm in there. I think being a mascot at an amusement park because you're just in that bitch sweating.
Yeah.
Loud kids everywhere. Hey, Mickey. Mickey, take a photo of my son.
Or be like a prison warden hungover.
I think most
let me out.
Here's the thing.
Come on, man.
Here's the thing. The hangovers I get nowadays, any job. I love what I do. But if I was hungover right now,
no. Everything's out the window.
Put Greta in my chair.
Yeah. I mean, literally, dude, everything's out the window when I'm hungover. Like, even the only thing that I could muster is jerking off.
But it's so funny how you're like, this will cure it.
It does.
There's
for
electrolytes
like,
in my cock.
GG. It does, but it.
Weird time to plug the dog.
She looked at you too.
She's just sitting in her little fucking house right now.
Yeah, she's in her little hush. She's next. Guys, we have Greta on the in the studio because
Gigi!
Captain! Because I'm about to go to the airport and I didn't have time to go home. Whatever, you guys don't care. But Gigi's in the studio. What was I saying?
Weed.
But back to weed in 2 seconds. But it is funny that, or I guess it's like in this weird like evolutionary element of yourself that when you jerk off or even have sex in that like, you know, whatever span of time, you do forget everything.
Of course.
Like, if you have a flu, done. COVID doesn't matter. Like all of it. Like yeah. I fucked on COVID. I felt horrendous. But for those 10 minutes, what up?
Sexual intercourse.
Yup. I felt fine.
Of course.
Something
that's
about
all you're focusing on.
It your body's it, like, we need to make
life
people.
Tries to creep in for a second. Like you get a phone call from your mom when you're rubbing out. You're like, yeah, delete.
I won't delete that call. I'll put it on speakerphone. Gigi.
What? Second missed time reference.
Yeah. So
I just always thought my dad was a bitch when he was talking about hangovers growing up. He's like, you don't want hangovers. I mean, they're the worst.
Hear me out.
All right. Hangover with a 2-year-old throwing SpaghettiOs.
Throwing SpaghettiOs, I'll throw you. I'll throw you right into the woods.
I get it. But like this, like, was your dad the same way? He'd be like, no loud noises. No loud noises.
I didn't have a dad.
And then I would make loud noises.
Oh, you would?
My dad would be like, no loud noises. And I'd be like this. And I'd just start yelling like Donnie from Wild Thornberries.
Oh my God, dude. I mean, like, I look at my sister's life and I'm like, wow, what a fulfilled life. She loves her job. She has 3 kids, a loving husband. And I love those kids. I swear, like with every fiber of my being, I love those kids. But no.
Here's what I...
Too many kids.
How many?
3.
3's good. 2 to 3.
Dog, but she has twin 6-year-olds. Damn. Uppercut my dick in
a
Home
Depot.
Couldn't...
She didn't put that on a vision board. Bitch, I'm trying to have twins.
No, it's not. It's no one's fault.
Do they wear the same clothes?
No. You know I hate that.
Interesting.
Well, it's a boy and a girl.
You know what I think? You know those pods at the airport where you can go and breastfeed?
Yep.
I want one of those in my house when I'm a dad. It's just called the dad pod. And you can just literally go in there, lock the doors, and all that plays is just smooth Elton John.
A dad pod is a shed.
Yeah, but like you could still make some noise through a shed. I'm talking no noise. The only thing you hear is your own goddamn thoughts.
Which do you want to hear?
Of
those?
Leaving your family.
Exactly. It's all regret.
No, but like, I think you need a place. Everybody needs a place where you can just run off and fucking in your house.
Yeah. I think I'm going to leave my family.
You might need one first. No, to make one. You have one.
I understand. No, I'd never.
Your mom was so wholesome.
She's the most wholesome woman in the entire world.
And she's never seen you do stand up.
No. She's gonna, when I'm in DC, plug the dates. I forget. They're in July somewhere time. Yeah.
So how much are you gonna alter on that set?
I mean, I won't do the 5-minute chunk about how I want to fuck my mom. That's probably out.
Here's the thing. If you're going to the DC shows, do the please, fuck your mom,
no, please
do
don't,
it,
guys.
Do it.
Please
she's like,
don't.
She's saying yourself. Yeah, Michael. They want to hear about your mom. You want to hear about your mom.
Dude, I wish, like, it's so interesting because I feel like most people who know me would think, like, well, here's the thing. If you know me and then you meet my mom, you go, oh, he does, his personality doesn't make sense. And you meet my dad and you go, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
So that piece of it, I guess the family to me makes sense. But yeah, I think that's probably the only thing that I'll alter. Like,
so she has no idea what you do up there. No, what type of context? Like,
she
is
she
it about
does,
trains? Is it about love?
No, she does know, like, she does know, like, content, because obviously everyone's like, nope, like, can't listen to the podcast, can't watch his stand up. And she also follows me now, like, on Facebook, so she sees clips. So she sees it in and around sort of what I do.
Here's the thing, man.
Yes, sir.
It's, you know, you're her son.
Yeah.
You could say wild stuff and she'd be like, as long as you got a laugh.
Yeah.
If it bombs, then it's weird.
Problem. Yeah.
If you're talking about sucking your dad's dick.
Yep.
And nobody's laughing, she might go, Michael, I love you.
Maybe you should address it.
Cut that part.
Yeah.
Or open with it.
One of the two. But yeah, I think it'll be fine.
I felt the same way doing jokes like that in front of my parents, you know? Because I think my set changed pretty
early on, it was very like observational. Like, you know, you ever seen a bathroom key at a gas station? And I'm like, oh, man, there's been so much. No, it's not that, but it, but
it's a little more adult.
Yeah, it's just a little more adult. Yeah. But I'm just talking about what was going through my life. When I was talking about bathroom keys, your boy wasn't getting up.
Yeah, now you're getting some coochie.
Now I'm getting some beef, grass-fed, organic cooch.
Farm-to-table pussy. Say it, Gigi.
Why do you keep bringing your dog into the sexual references?
Now it's just funny to me.
Why isn't that a soundboard? She's every time you say it, she looks up.
Can't believe it. Can't believe
Can she stand up in that bitch?
Sir. No, it's a bag.
Dude, bro, you're gonna give that bitch scoliosis. She's just in there for 8 hours,
dude.
Look at her.
No, don't look at her.
You gotta get one with like a little air, like a sunlight in it. It's so dark in there.
It looks
like she's under a bunk bed.
No, there's funny. there's holes everywhere. Breathe holes.
Breathe holes.
Sometimes she's underneath the seat in the airplane, and I feel like some piece of it, the air holes are covered, and I feel like she's suffocating. Or first of all, planes need to figure out what temperature it is. It's either snakes belong in there, or you can have.
I've never known
a
dress for planes.
None.
That's why I wear jeans and a hoodie.
Me too. I can't believe you wear jeans on a plane. I still.
You're wearing jeans right now.
But yeah, these are stretchy. Look at this.
They're still jeans.
You ever try to take a pair of girls' jeans off and you go, you do it? What's happening? Why are they painted on? How do you get in these things?
And when you start just throwing shit everywhere?
Well, nothing's more unsexy when you're trying to get the fucking jeans off and then like you finally get it over the ass and then.
Goddamn, who's this bitch? How big is his ass?
No, but
send her my way.
Hey,
but you don't even like ass.
I don't. But like, I like eating ass. I'll put it in a fucking cereal bowl, put some goddamn honey bunches of oats on top of the ass,
eat it
on Thursday, then go to church, tell Jesus about it. If you want to hear the rest of that insane, wild episode, you got to sign up for the Patreon or
Stiff Socks Plus. And that's just exclusively through Apple. Like you listen to the other podcasts, you go on there, you tap add extra $4.99 a month, and you get unlimited free frickin' Friday episodes.
Every Friday, dropping 4 episodes a month.
Ad free. But there's also no shame in going on over to Patreon, where you can also watch the exclusive episode and video and get access to the Discord. You still get the same episode, but look, we got some Apple people up in the chat. It's easy. Ba-bam. Double click. Face scan.
So go
Baba
on.
Booey.
Hey, so go on patreon.com/stiffsockspod or sign up on Stiff Socks Plus on Apple Podcasts.